pull it together. I've asked you to meet, as Alan sent out this week, at 5 o'clock at First United Church. That is the church behind the old school. And the dress for the concert, Coastal Voices shirts, black pants, black shoes, black socks. Some people prefer to wear long black shirt under them, because they are not warm.
I don't like the look.
Bob doesn't like bare arms.
I don't like that look, not especially in an evening concert.
So, if you wish, please cover your arms. Yes.
Your pants and shoes.
I don't like the look.
Black jeans and black sneakers, or does that have to be dress clothes?
Yeah, no, that's good.
We're good. We're good.
Black.
Black. Black is the word.
Black skirt.
Now, I did like the red sneakers. I still haven't forgotten those. just a nice stretch to start. I want you to stand. That's what you need to do. And before you come on Saturday, as we're standing around waiting to get started, you know, that's when you can start your stretching. We don't need to really do it all together, because what happens is I like to get right at it. There's always things like movement that take up a lot of time in these rehearsals. So the most nimble you can be and warm before you come, you can vocalize in the car, sing duets with your buddy, all those kinds of things. What I'd like you to do is just close your eyes. And so you've got your feet planted on the floor. And I want you just to imagine or think about your feet. Make sure they're nice and firm, they're not tight, but they're secure. Now your knees, not tight. Your hips are placed in alignment with your feet. You don't have one stuck out on one side. Your rib cage is nice and high. Your shoulders are relaxed. They're not up around your ears, they're relaxed and down. So when you breathe, you're going to imagine that you're expanding your chest, and your arms would go out, which you're not going to do because you're going to whack the person beside you, but you're going to keep a nice open and relaxed chest. And we're going to breathe together. Hold, exhale, and breathe, and one more. Okay, have a seat. We're going to get started with singing tonight, Rolling Down to Old Molly. We have a very small first tenor section for Saturday night. Will and Richard. Richard is actually second tenor. And I asked him if he wouldn't mind singing first tenor, because I knew it'd be short. However, we're even shorter. And we have Will and Richard. So it's a very small section, so I'm just going to be mindful of balance. And we may have to make slight adjustments in dynamic to make sure everything sounds as it should. But as John said, Dave's second tenor is a lot of the lead, so that's really good. John, thank you. But as it is with any kind of group, we are never all here at the same time. Ken is ill tonight. He has a terrible cold. Whether or not he will be vocally ready on the weekend, we don't know. Tim Lambert had an emergency root canal on Tuesday, which became infected. And so he's dealing with that and doesn't know how vocally stable he's going to be either. So Don is away this week, but he will be with us on Sunday. So the Saturday evening performance is the smallest group. So what we do is we think very positive thoughts for these first two tenors and hope that no bugs come your way Saturday. So let's just have a look at the opening now. We need to be nice and secure. Don't need to tell the first tenors to be careful, it's only mezzo forte, guys. You're just go. We have the baritones and tenor twos really nice and strong on that lead. Okay, here we go. First goal, right? So it's a damn, go to that. It's a damn top life, well, let's toil and strike by whalers undergo. Okay, so get that feeling. And breathe.
It is a damn top life, full of toil and strife, we whalers undergo. And we don't give a damn when the gale is done.
Long phrase, damn top life, full of toil and strife, and whales under go. Breathe, don't give a damn when the gale is done, or how the wind does blow. Breathe. Okay, then no breath. For we're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, the good ship taut and free. That word's taut. Then you breathe, and we don't give a damn, drink rum with the girls of Oklahoma. And we don't slow down into the rolling. We let her roll through. By the time we got to 18, we were starting to put a slowdown in there, even when there isn't one marked. So we don't do that. So you want to go at 18. Girls of old Maui, rolling down to old Maui. Keep it going. All right, so let's go back to the beginning again. That was a good start. Much better.
It's a damn tough life full of toil and strife. We will.
Notes are placed. And I heard about three different things going on there, so it's really important we're doing the same thing. Could we start, please? Pick up into the last measure, page 2.
We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, D, right there, and.
We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
All right, so now let's go, and we don't give a damn. Let's back up. And we don't. And
we don't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
So we can make it mysterious. Mysterioso means you take those half notes and you keep them nicely joined together. So that, I could hear that. We're still a little note, funny notes there. We're going to fix that, though. But you're slowing down. I don't think it should slow down too much. Let's go back to three. When you came in on that section, top of three, once more we sail, it's too loud. See if we can put a mezzo piano mark in there, okay? So let's start right there. So pick up into once more.
Once more we sail with a snoring sail through the eyes and midland eyes and midland broken up fronts and tropical lands.
Measure, that's two counts, except for the basses, who are tied over to 48. So what you get is a real quick breath. Once more we say. That's basses. Everyone else, you're off. If for some reason you forget and you keep going, just take a quick breath and come in. Okay? Just don't worry if you bleed over, but I'll try and be clear. So let's do those four measures. 1, 2, 3, 4, before. Now, if you were looking up, you could see you were that much behind them. So let's try it again.
Rolling down to all now be. Once more we sail with the northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast strung, our whaling done, and we ain't that far to roam. Our sun's
second tenors, will you come in on the odd?
Seven.
especially the lead guys there, all right? Everyone else, not so much, but that it should be a good balance if we get a nice strong forte. Now, have a look at those words. Make sure that it's not blah, 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 but we're articulating them. Let's start, because that was much better, second tenors. I heard you coming through. Just wash my hand and I will beat your quarter notes, okay? So the Mysterioso, let's start there so we can get into it. Got to get right off that quarter note, and I will really bring you in on those two if you look up, okay? So if we start a living gale, which is the pickup into the last measure, bass baritones, and we have the lead, and go across the page, then we'll get that index in, okay?
Measure number of days, sorry, Janet.
Actually, I don't like that where I start. Let's start at 57.
57.
And before we do that, though, sorry, I'm going to start at 62, only for the tenors, just tenors, because I just want to practice those two quarter notes.
62?
So 62, page 6. So second tenors are on the B, and then first tenors on the E and G. 62, or maybe I have a wrong number. 2, page 6, 62.
That's right.
61.
Yeah.
62.
Oh, 61. No, that is 62. See, I changed the page turn for myself because I have all these 16
okay.
notes.
That's
so.
Where we're going.
That's where you want. That's yeah. just the last measure on the other page.
Yeah. Tenor ones and twos.
Here we go. 62 or 61?
61.
61. 61. In the new edition, 61 will be on the next page.
And good, but we're slow, but you're slowing me down, right? So 61, ready, and start, please. Back to pick up into 57. And.
Our sons of Moses carried away what carried for that sound. Rolling down to old Maui.
Tara. So let's start right on that half note at 72 on the E of Maui. So three counts and. That you have the solo line or the lead, then you know it's coming up, right? What happens is there is a little bit of slowing down into the calm section. So it's okay for us to put a little grit, right, John, on those half notes right before the key change?
If you want, yeah, I'll just watch.
Yeah, sure. So I might just, you know, it happened naturally, not too much. And then when we get into 76, one, two, and one. So let's go back to the E of Maui 72. And now look, I couldn't have been more clear. I couldn't have been. So you've got to look up there. It's really a critical place. You can't have your eyes down in your book there. So we're going to stop together. And.
Down to old Maui. House of the breeze, the island's breeze, the ice is ours. Ice is ours.
We never got back to tempo one, and you kept getting slower and slower. It's really important, and John's not playing there. So we have to make contact. We have to make the music. So if you're not with me, I might as well just step down and walk out the door, right? Because it's really important there. Has to be some energy. So let's start bottom of page 7. Even now, their big brown eyes look out, taking a breath there, hoping some fine day to see our baggy sails. Quick breath, running through the gales. See, no breath. Right? If anything, there's a little bit of a crescendo or a phrase builder going through that. Okay, tenor ones and twos. We'll just have you, we won't worry too much bass baritones about your part until the last 16th pickups, the bottom of the page. And.
Even though the big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down.
Yes, I know. Well done. When we get to 101, the tenor firsts, first tenors are the only ones moving there. Then we sing, down to old brick. look at me. Maui, and stay on that until I bring you off it, okay? So, good, that was much better. Let's start,
so,
yes.
So, for that last one, where the first tenors have the rolling, mm-hmm. We're supposed to hold through, but it seems like everybody's stopping before, and then...
At 101.
Yes.
See that half note, everyone? You got to hold that right to the next measure. Don't leave the tenor one. They sang a solo, actually, that time. If it happens, it happens, but that's not the way John intended it.
So we hold that.
So you hold it. Like down to old Maui.
At the top of page 8, there is a rest, so we don't sing with them that time, but then the next time we
do. You hold that half note through. Don't just... leave them in the lurch. Let's start where they do have the solo. So pick up into 94 so we can get that tempo again. I really was happy when everyone looked up. Okay, so here we go, tenor ones.
Rolling down to old Maui, boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground. Rolling down to old Maui.
See what I mean there? See? That's where you need to hold three through. Okay? And I did hear it that time. So let's start at 100. Down to old Maui. And
down to old Maui.
Okay, but not my tempo. Down to old Maui. Ready? And
down to old Maui.
You've got to look up, right? You're also slower. It's at 94. But if I'm not going to give you any more compliments if that's what you're going to do. You're slowing right down again. So let's just get that. Let's get at 100, okay? And we just get the ending. Down pat. We'll go back. And
down to old Maui.
Rolling down.
Then that's when the slide happens. So everyone holds the ma until the slide.
And then you.
Yeah. So what it is in this piece is trying to remember all this stuff, right? So we just spent 25 minutes on it. Now we're going to sing it through remembering this stuff. So I hope that, you know, I know a lot of you aren't used to using pencils. I really think it's a good habit. As a matter of fact, not having a pencil is a bad thing because mine is riddled with markings. Because I have to make notes to myself, otherwise I don't know what's going on either. Because I guarantee you won't remember. Yeah, but I'm probably going to stop it.
Okay.
Stand, but I may stop you. So think about now when you're stamping, when you closed your eyes and you put yourself into the floor. That's really what you want to ground yourself. That way we're not swimming.
It's a damn tough life full of toil and strife. We will this undergo.
After strife.
Were you looking at me?
Yeah, no, I wasn't, but yeah, there you go, right? Don't breathe after strife. One long breath. Did you hear the way John played that? Play it.
It's a damn tough life full of toil and strife we whalers undergo, and we don't give a damn when the gale is down, how hard the winds it blow.
Once more we sail, once more we sail, with the yards and with the ice and wind and broken out fronts and tropical lands.
I'm getting a few people holding through, but not everybody. Probably no one would know but me. They would think that's the way it's supposed to be. Good, let's put that one away for right now. That's great. We'll work on that.